Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Deals and money. We are constantly seeking deals and money as real estate investors, and I bet you're having a challenge right now, especially with deals, if you're like most real estate investors, because it's tough to find deals right now. But here's the thing. There's a competitive advantage out there that, when implemented, it will help you accomplish your objective of getting more deals and or getting more investors. And that is having a great follow-up system. Having a great follow-up is one of the keys to success in real estate, and Follow-Up Boss is the leading CRM for real estate. This is the system you need in place so you can reach out to owners and brokers directly for deals, or you can follow up with your investors, and you do it all in one spot. The CRM makes it 10 times faster to call and text owners, then integrates those into a software so nothing slips through the cracks. The Follow-Up Boss conversion system and powerful management tools help align your methods and drive growth that otherwise it could have been missed and probably would have been missed. Go to followupboss.com/best ever to get a system in place. And if you need help, they got you covered. Follow-Up Boss offers experts 7 days a week. You can pick up the phone and speak to an actual human being anytime during business hours. Visit followupboss.com/best ever to check out how much time you could save by streamlining your follow-up process. Best ever listeners, they're treating you extra special. You get an extended 30-day free trial, twice the length of the normal trial. For a limited time, go to followupboss.com/best ever and perfect your follow-up. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Do not overleverage. If you're doing your first deal, do it from A to Z, sell it, and then move on to the second. And if you're doing your 50th deal, then just be careful. Make sure you have enough dry powder to tide you along the bad days.
Hello, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Ash Patel, and I'm with our guest today, Lekha Devtha. Lekha moved here from India 15 years ago. She got into real estate in 2014. She has flipped over 50 single-family homes and 4 commercial buildings. She even made over $1 million on one single flip. She is on the board of a lending company, and Lekha is about to do her first real estate syndication. Please welcome Lekha Devtha.
Thank you so much for having me. This is surprising and also not at all stressful.
It's our pleasure to have you, and we're doing this live from the Best Ever Conference 2022. So thank you for being brave and sharing this podcast stage with me. Lekha, before we get into the details of your first syndication, can you give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Yes. So I moved here from India back in 2005. I got into real estate in 2014 and started flipping homes. I have since flipped some crazy large single family homes, office buildings, and multifamily real estate. Currently, I'm focused on doing my first multifamily syndication, and I'm super excited to be here because this is where the party's at when it comes to commercial real estate.
I 100% agree with you. How did you get into real estate in 2014?
That's a funny story. I was driving in my car, and I heard a radio ad for a flipping company, And I said, I have to go check it out. What does that mean? And so I checked it out, and it was a full-blown real estate investing seminar. And that got me thinking, and it just got me hooked onto finding out more. And a few short months after that, I quit my W-2 and started investing in real estate.
I love that story. So flipping single-family homes, why did you flip commercial buildings?
I thought it was a really good way to scale and progress my experience. I did single-family and residential for 8 years and then said, okay, now I have the confidence to go do it on commercial buildings.
All right, I'm dying to hear $1 million on a single flip. I got to hear that story.
Sure. So I bought a flip to just flip. It was going to take 5 months to go from start to finish, and I was going to make a $50,000 profit. But I found out after I closed the property that I could actually subdivide that land. So I started the process of subdivision, and it ended up taking 4 years to subdivide. And ultimately, I was able to sell the house that was on the property for $1 million and the two lots for $500 each. Making a profit of $1 million.
Amazing. And what were the commercial buildings that you flipped?
So I have a 7-unit office building in the heart of Seattle next to Amazon and Facebook. I have a 5-plex, I have a 12-unit, and I have another 6-unit that I remodeled.
Did you ever think of maybe keeping the office building and renting it out?
I did keep it.
You did?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
So I kept it. I'm actually still in the process of renovating it. And I'm keeping it solely for appreciation, not so much cash flow.
Wait a minute. Hold
yes.
on. Everybody says you hold for cash flow.
No,
I only hold
for appreciation. My market is a crazy market. I don't make a lot of cash flow on any of my holds. So that's why I still actively flip to make active income, because none of my rentals make a significant amount of cash flow. So my goal is to hold them 5 to 7 years and then turn them around for a massive appreciation bump.
Do you think that gives you an edge when you're buying properties that don't exactly cash flow? Because everybody else is looking for cash flow.
Right. So I definitely think that gives me an edge, because not a lot of people can afford that kind of rental portfolio.
So what's the renovation like on this office building?
It's about a $300,000 reno. It's a studs out remodel. It was a distressed office building. So I'm just going to put my single family flair on this building and make it look so swanky.
Hold on. That's a heavy lift. How many offices are in this building?
7.
7 units, $300,000.
Yep.
Down to the stud renovation. Do you have a pro forma on how this building will perform once it's renovated?
Yes.
And what does that look like?
We should be able to raise rents to about $20,000 a month. And then just all of our debt financing and taxes is about $12,000 to $13,000. So we should cash flow a good $7,000 a month.
Okay, incredible. And your goal is to keep that for 5 to 7 years, sell it for appreciation. Listen, devil's advocate, what happens if the market starts going down?
We bought it at such an under market value. When I bought the property, I bought it for $1.95 million and it appreciated at $2.4 million. And then stabilized, it's going to already be valued at 3.5. So even if the market was to tank, it's not in my area, it doesn't tank that much that it's going to go underwater.
Yeah, I love that. And the important thing here is you don't care about what external forces are out there. You bought the property so...
Buy it right.
Yeah.
Buy it in the right location and buy the property at the right price.
Exactly. You bought it right, so you don't care.
I don't care.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on to your first syndication.
Yes.
Give me the whole story on that.
Oh, my God. It is so bittersweet. I was able to raise all the equity I needed in 4 days. And the debt, we have a relationship with the local bank. And the bank basically denied us our loan last week because of rising interest rates and just the market condition. And this is a value-add property. So now we are trying to get bridge financing. It's still going to pencil, just not as well as I thought it was going to initially. But I still think that there's a lot of room for growth. Again, this property appraised, stabilized way more than we had thought it was going to appraise for. So we're going to make good appreciation once it's stabilized.
Can we dive into the numbers on this deal?
Yes.
And what kind of asset is it?
It's a 12-unit multifamily.
Okay.
It is a heavy value add also, another $450,000. It is in a neighborhood in Seattle.
Purchase price?
$2.4 million.
A heavy value add down to the studs?
Down to the studs.
All right. And obviously doesn't cash flow because that's what you like to buy.
Yes, it doesn't cash flow at all. The current rents are at $8,000 when it's supposed to be at least $16,000. But once we're done with it, it should be at $20,000.
All right. And your lender backed out or they're just having cold feet?
They're having cold feet.
Okay. And you only have one lender on the hook right now?
We have a couple. We're actually talking to five right now.
Good.
And then because I'm on the board of my lending company, they're always my stopgap.
So no matter what, they will probably give you the funds.
Yes.
How do you pitch a deal to investors that doesn't cash flow?
My investors are in the Seattle market, and they understand that. They understand the market. I do a really good job on social media educating people about my market. And it doesn't cash flow today, but once stabilized, it is going to cash flow.
All right. So the $450,000 renovation, where does that come from? Is that part of the loan or is that part of the raise?
It's both.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much did you raise for this?
Close to $1 million.
$1 million in 4 days. How did you do it?
I have an amazing community. I host a virtual meetup. And my only goal with the virtual meetup is to add value. So I bring amazing speakers and I interview them. So I have a following on social media. So I know a lot of my followers and we have long-term relationships because this is my first deal. The minute I sent it out to my network, it was gone.
We'll get back to the show. But first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. When it comes to scaling your real estate business, is lack of capital holding you back? Raising private capital on demand can be a major challenge, but you can get the knowledge and tools you need to succeed when you attend Dana Cornell's 4-week Raise Capital Masterclass Live. After starting out with no capital or relationships, Dana has raised over $1 billion twice in the past 20 years. And he has made it his mission to share the best of what he's learned with business owners and investors like you. You can learn more at danacornell.com/best ever. Dana's Raise Capital Masterclass Live allows you to immediately unlock and raise capital on demand, drastically increasing your business's growth. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, go to danacornell.com/best ever to enroll today. I'd like to introduce you to my good friends over at PassiveInvesting.com, a private equity real estate firm based out of the Carolinas. PassiveInvesting.com makes it easy for you to start investing in real estate. They focus on acquiring institutional quality apartments and self-storage facilities with private accredited investor funds. They also have a real estate debt fund that offers hard money loans to local fix and flippers across the U.S., which currently has a 0% default rate. With a portfolio of over $700 million in assets and controlling over $250 million in equity, they know how to secure the best deals and how to avoid the red flags. If you are interested in learning more, please reach out directly to PassiveInvesting.com and request the free Passive Investor Guide that outlines the 7 red flags for passive apartment and self-storage investing. Visit PassiveInvesting.com/red flags to download that PDF now. That's PassiveInvesting.com/red flags.
Why did you start building a network? Did you know you were going to raise money one day in the future?
I did not. I was on the Bigger Pockets podcast. When you're on the Bigger Pockets podcast, you just raise a following. So that's what happened. And then I just decided to give something back to the following in by way of doing my virtual meetups, never thinking that I was going to syndicate one day and raise capital. But that was the trajectory, and that's what happened. So it was not at all well planned.
What's your advice to somebody who's on the fence about starting a meetup, apprehensive about putting themselves out there in social media?
Yeah.
And don't know what direction to go.
Okay, so starting a meetup is gold. It grew my network immensely. So to anybody that wants to start a meetup or host a virtual event or anything like that, I say go for it because that's going to help you grow your business. With putting yourself out on social media, it is not easy to do. It wasn't easy for me to do for a long time. But once you get really good at it, and you start adding value, you're going to see not just that it's going to benefit you, but it's going to benefit your followers. Every day I have messages in my inbox that say, I inspire people. And that's huge for me.
Amazing. So devil's advocate, you're in Seattle.
Yes.
There's got to be a lot of real estate meetups.
There actually isn't.
What?
There isn't that many. And then pre-COVID, mine was one of two of the best meetups. So the other meetup was run in the evenings, and then mine was during the day. And I used to have 150 people show up every month.
Amazing. So back to this raise. How did you put it out there that you are now ready to close on this deal? You need to raise $1 million. And you had to have been nervous. First time raising money.
Oh, yeah.
$1 million raise.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear that whole process.
I had been prepping my audience and my investors in a way, saying, look, here's the thing. The whole reason that syndication even came about as an idea is because people keep asking to invest in my deals. And I don't do enough deals for all of those investments. So I said, okay, let me start, go down this path and see if I can actually find a building, find an asset manager to partner with, find an underwriter, find an acquisitions partner. And they all just came into my sphere. I don't know how, but they came to my sphere. We started underwriting buildings. And as we underwrote buildings, we kept putting it out into our investor network. Like, hey, we're looking at this building and this is why it didn't work out. Or we're looking at this building, we're close to making an offer. If this is something that interests you or you have questions on how we're underwriting things, talk to us. So we kind of built up this story. So then when I actually had the deal, it was like, okay, 4 days, done.
All right, you said you don't know how everything fell into place. I think I know how. It's because you put yourself out there.
Yes, you put yourself.
You've added a lot of value to a lot of people when it came back to you. Amazing.
Thank you.
Once this closes, are you going to go on to your next syndication?
It's going to be bigger and better.
And did you have a lot of people that you couldn't accommodate on this deal?
I did, and it wasn't that I couldn't accommodate them, but a lot of people just weren't ready. There's a lot of funding in India. Like, people want to invest from India to here. They just are not ready, but they will be ready by my next deal. People that want to move their 401ks or IRAs into their own personal investing vehicles, like, they weren't ready. But now that they know that I do this, and now they know that I have a deal and I delivered on that, I feel like a lot more people. And also, a lot of investors are kind of iffy about investing, right? It's my first deal. So they're like, we just want to invest the bare minimum. And once we start seeing returns, then we'll invest more. And most of my investors are high net worth. So if they can actually invest 100, 200 grand and they only invested 25K, I know that I have a long way to go with them.
How did you attract investors from India? Are you on social media in India as well? Do you market yourself?
No, these are friends and family from India that I've known all my life, basically.
And what are the challenges with taking funds from India?
You have to withhold 30% of taxes up front. You can't do a quarterly distribution. It has to be a yearly distribution. And then they also have to be okay with withholding taxes, creating an LLC here, and creating a bank account and an EIN here. So there is a lot of challenges with that.
Wow,
but
good to know. What is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Do not over-leverage yourself.
Great
advice.
It
has served me well in my career. And I only say this because I was over-leveraged at one point, and it was the most horrible, gut-wrenching feeling when you're like, wow, what if I can't make my monthly payments? What if I don't sell this house for a profit? What if? And it's just horrible living in a what-if world. So my biggest thing is, do not over-leverage. If you're doing your first deal, do it from A to Z, sell it, and then move on to the second. And if you're doing your 50th deal, then just be careful. Make sure you have enough dry powder to tide you along the bad days.
And Leica, I want to ask you, what do you use for a CRM system?
I do use InvestNext. They are amazing, make my life super easy. And it's just an easy platform that my investors like to go on. And it's super easy for me to maneuver because I am not the best tech person out there. So I highly recommend them.
Amazing. Leica, are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Oh my God, I didn't know there was one. Yes, I am.
What is the best ever book you recently read?
Okay, it's called The Daily Stoic by Ryan Holiday. It's amazing. It's 365 pages, and every page is a different inspiration vehicle, and it just teaches you to love yourself. And it's not a real estate book, but it's definitely great for a real estate investor to focus and have the mindset to do the crazy things we do in real estate.
And what's your one big takeaway from that book?
Honestly, like, we all multitask, right? Like, crazy. And I think the book taught me to just slow down and take it one moment at a time and live in the moment. Like, be present. And I think that's like my biggest challenge in life, is to be present with my kids, be present with work, with the conversations I'm having, because I'm often reaching out to my phone, often trying to do 15 other things at the same time. Be present.
I love it. Leka, what's the best ever way you like to give back?
I love educating, informing, and that's what I do with my meetups, is educating new real estate investors, educating seasoned real estate investors on different asset classes or different paths they can take. And it's been an amazing journey, and I love inspiring people.
I'm inspired. Leka, how can the best ever listeners reach out to you?
I'm on LinkedIn and I'm on Instagram. My handle is just my first and last name, Leka Devta. And my website is rehabithomes.com, and you can see everything on my website.
Amazing. Leka, thank you so much for joining us today, sharing your story, coming here from India 15 years ago, getting into real estate in 2014, making $1 million on a single flip, pivoting to commercial, now doing your first syndication. I can't wait to see what happens in the next couple of years. Thank you again for joining us.
Ash, you are the most amazing person I met at this conference, and I feel like I got here for a reason, and you showed up at my dinner for a reason, and I hope we stay lifelong friends, because you are amazing.
Likewise, we're definitely going to stay lifelong friends. Best ever listeners, thank you so much for joining us, and have a best ever day.